and welcome to Graveyard Dirt's mini-sode, Rave in the Grave.
We're going
to talk about whatever we want.
This is it. We're going to rant.
This is also our second time recording this.
Yep. Yeah, so it's not really free-flowing.
I'm going to start with my berry, because it's a new one.
Oh, you got a new one already. Okay. I'm Andrew. I'm not a witch.
Oh, I'm Zoe.
A witch. There you go. All right. Now we're up to speed. What do you want to bury?
Okay, I can't actually bury my children, but the fact that we have to the fact that we have to re-record this because my mic was turned down because people touch my stuff constantly.
Always touching with their grubby hands. And then they take stuff and I don't know where
I understand though, like my desk to them is like free for all for some reason.
It's like catnip.
I watch them like not obviously. My desk is in our bedroom, and so I can lay in bed, and I watch them just, like, shop.
Rummage. Yeah, they just, like, walk over, see something, grab it.
And they, like, look around and peek, like, window shopping at my desk. I'm like, broski.
Mm-hmm.
Skedat.
And then they grab something on the way out.
Yes.
It's like, well, that's gone.
But before I complained about the fact that I'm on day two of a migraine... So I also probably should bury that.
Yes, while you're busy burying your kids.
I'm not going to bury them for real.
Yeah, emotionally maybe.
Just maybe bury them in love.
There you go. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Nice.
What do you want to bury?
Same as before. Scheduling conflicts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm so done. It just makes my job so much harder when I'm trying to get people in a room, a virtual room, and it's impossible. But I did find that the one guy that I always can like have a hard time getting a hold of, I just call him at 7:30 on Monday morning. He's got nothing else to do. So I get him.
They must despise you.
He's in work by 7, so.
On Monday. I don't talk to anybody at 7 on Monday.
Yeah, me neither. That's why it's 7:30. But anyway,
I like understand you gotta scheduling. Find them. Like I know its purpose. But also when I get emails about, like, scheduling things, like, meetings for, like, kid stuff, and they're like, yeah, what are you doing in January? But, like, a specific date in January? Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro.
I don't know. Apparently.
It's November.
Yeah.
It's, like, the beginning of November, and you want me to know that exact time on that exact day? And here's the thing. It's always wrong because I always say like, yeah, sure, that's fine. It's whatever. And then I'm always wrong because then we get to that date and I'm like, poop. Mm-hmm. I got 4 other things that I'm supposed to be doing on this day.
Everybody's monopolizing my middle January. Yep, I know. I just throw it on the calendar and it shows up.
I also have a bad habit of like double booking things because people say dates to me. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to that date, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it sounded right for the dentist, for the doctor, for a meeting.
Sounded right the first time, probably sounds right the second time.
I have a planner. I do. And I have a calendar on my phone. I do.
I don't use the calendar on my phone, though. I use it that reminds me that D&D is coming up at 9 o'clock.
I don't always use it, but if you, like, sent me a text message and were like, what are you doing on Wednesday at 4? Or, like, let's get lunch at Wednesday and 4. My phone automatically prompts me to, like, put it in the calendar.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, so you want me to schedule this time out for you? So, if I'm smart and I read the email on my phone or I read a text message on my phone, it will put it into the calendar. The issue is I forget that I put things on that calendar. And all of a sudden, my phone starts buzzing at me all day. And they're like, you have this today. I'm like,
that's news.
Dad didn't know that.
Good.
I have a weekly planner, and I'm usually pretty good about remembering to write stuff down in there, except for it's undated. So that, like, I bought it thinking that, like, I have ADHD. If I forget to do it for a week, it's not wasted. Because my big issue is I, like, get halfway through, like, a planner, and then I'm like, I'm over this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's wasted because I can't ever use it again. But I was like, if it's undated, then, like, when I do that, and then when I get, like, the gumption up again to be organized. Mm-hmm. I just go in and I can start out with whatever date.
Yeah, unless you like accidentally write the dates on it and you misnumber it.
So I did that too.
I know. That's why I said it.
So you're just making me feel bad now?
I'm just steering the conversation in the direction I want it to go.
Okay. So what are you digging?
Digging? Borderlands and D&D. Mm. My games with my friends. Yeah.
You have friends?
I have several. A handful, if you will. Actually, it's hard. How do you quantify things as a handful? Like, is it a number is a handful? Because, like, a handful of friends, like, is that one friend?
No, like, a handful of friends would be like five. It's a whole handful.
Oh, your fingers, numbers of friends?
Yeah, it's a whole handful.
I don't have a handful of friends then. I've got three. Maybe four. It's hard to tell. Five if I count my dog, which I do. So.
Wait, am I on that list?
Yeah, your number.
Me, you're four.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fine. Fine. No, Borderlands. Borderlands 2. I think that's a repeat, but it's exciting. I'm enjoying it. I get to play with my friends, so that's cool. And then D&D just got level 5 with my character, which means I get my enhanced cantrips, which is awesome. And I also got my second level in Paladin, so I get to trade my Warlock spells for Paladin smites, and it's awesome.
Nice.
I got a magic stick, and I whack them.
I was thinking about your whole friend thing, and it reminded me today. I hadn't heard from a friend in a while, and so I texted them, and I was like, we good, bro? They were like, yeah. Or I think they said no first, and I was like, mm-hmm. Darn. Just like playing along. And they were like, no, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, pretty sure? They were like 89% sure. And I was like, what's that other 11%? Because this started as a joke, but now I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. That's almost an A. I'll take it.
They never answered. So, I mean, we continued the conversation. They just never answered what the 11% is. So I'm going to think about it for... ever.
A long time till you forget and then start thinking about something else. Then it's going to come back next year. Be like, I wonder what that's about. Yeah. Nice.
I don't remember where we are in this episode.
It's your turn to dig on something.
Ooh. What did I dig last time?
I don't know, but I'm really feeling hot dogs right now. I could dig into a hot dog. Yeah.
I think I was digging the Kindle.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. You're always got your nose in a book.
It's pretty cool. It's the first time that I've had like a Kindle, which is funny because I remember when Kindles first became like a thing and my old parents were like, I just want the paper book.
Just want to feel like, that paper between my fingers.
I can't stand it. And I think actually majority of them have tried to have a Kindle and then been like, I just like the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I understand for certain things, but...
they also like to have a library.
Yes.
But then Kindle, you don't have a library. Oh, we have a library.
A library. Yeah. It's a tab. If you hit it, it says library.
Yeah, but then you can't, like, show it off to your friends. I guess you can if you have Kindle friends.
Yeah.
Do you have Kindle friends?
No.
Me neither.
But...
because I don't have a Kindle.
Yeah.
Can we use the same e-library? Like,
yes.
Kindle account?
Yes. You don't want to do that.
No.
No.
No. I'm almost done my book series. That's why I was thinking.
Mm.
I want to get the next book series. Because they're so hard to find. Because they're old. They're older than me? Maybe?
Well, I'm pretty old.
Yeah. I'm as old as the original Jurassic Park movie.
Power Rangers came out when... a Power Rangers movie came out when I was born.
There were a lot of those.
I know. That's why I corrected
like
myself.
Like one just came out.
A Power Rangers
like in 2020, movie. Like COVID times.
I don't remember which one it was. All I know is that it came out when I was born because it's in my baby book.
Hmm. What else? No. Shrek came out the same year. Your brother is as old as Shrek. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Shrek the movie.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, look at that.
Came out the year that I was
born. The best one. The only one that matters.
Well, yeah, because it's when I was born.
Yeah, that might bring it down a little bit. Yeah.
Came out in June.
Maybe we'll watch that tonight.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Yeah.
It says it came out in June 30th, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my baby book.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in January.
Yeah, of 1995.
Yeah, which means that I was born before this movie came out.
It was. Yeah, you were.
Why is it in my book?
It came out the same year. You think people like have the baby book done before you're born?
Yeah, I filled out the kids' baby books in the hospital.
Yeah, because you got ADHD and you can't put things down. Not everyone does that.
But it has like a... I'm okay. It's fine.
Yeah? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I guess my dig is also my Barry with the Kindle. Because I got it used, which is... That's not... I don't care about that.
That's great.
I got it for an awesome price. Yes. But it is one gen too old to invert the colors.
So, you want black with white?
Yeah. I do everything in like dark mode. My whole life is in dark mode. I keep like Google Docs in dark mode. Like all my social media is in dark mode. And this is one gen too old to have that ability.
Oh.
And it's been a weird adjustment.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes people send me screenshots of their like phone and it's not in dark mode. And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. What is the matter here?
Yeah.
Why do you not have it in dark mode?
Just the beacon shows up. I found out that I do that with my work email. I have it on inverted.
Yeah.
But it means that sometimes when people like paste an image, it doesn't show up. So it just looks like a blank email. So now when I get a blank email, I know I have to highlight everything. And then usually the image will show up. It's like, there it is. I don't care. Delete. But it's usually crap because who sends that?
Just an image.
Yeah, it's usually like the weekly update or something stupid.
So like you're such a fun sucker.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to read about myself.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't think that we talked about Big and Mary. Did we?
We've done all of them.
Oh, fun.
Yep.
We did it.
That's it.
For a second time.
Yep. Also, fun fact, quick, we're not going to be here next week.
Oh, so that's right.
Listen to this episode and then set a reminder to listen to it again. And then we'll catch you the week after.
Yeah. We're just going to take a quick week break.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some family time.
Yep. With my dog.
Absolutely. And then we will be back with a full episode.
Full. A full-on episode, like the house. Yeah.
All the good stuff. So until then.
Later, Gator.
Bye.